Welcome to the ADHD and Alchemy podcast with your host, Paula Hurst. I'm here to be your guide as we talk about spiritual and holistic practices, mindset, meditation, and manifestation. This podcast is for conscious ADHD women, and I'm here to help you to rewire your thinking and block your limiting beliefs and become less scattered and more in control of how you show up and move forwards with intention. Now let's get into the episode. On this week's episode, I'm going to be talking about how it is the thoughts and beliefs we have that can either make or break us, and what happens when we change them. Your beliefs may be limiting you, depending on what they are. Our beliefs are programmed through childhood and through experiences in life. But today I'm going to be talking about what you can do to change them so that your outcomes can be different. But before I get into the episode, let's just go behind the mic and see what's happening in my world. Well, literally nothing is going on this week. I have nothing to share. So we're going to get straight into the episode. Today's episode will be kind of short and sweet, really. So let's just get into it. Now, I know that not everyone listening to this podcast has their own business or wants to have their own business, but many of you do. And I'm passionate about helping women use manifestation and subconscious tools to create the lives and businesses they want. So sometimes I'll talk business and sometimes I'll talk life. This week, I'm talking business. Now, I want you to imagine you're just starting out in your business and these are the thoughts you have. I'm too old. I'm too young. I don't have a degree. I'm not qualified for this. I hate sales. I don't have the time to do this. People might judge me. I'm no good at tech or social media. There's somebody already doing what I'm doing. These are the thoughts that limit you. And the more you think these kind of thoughts, the more they create little pathways in the brain, right? Neural pathways. And then they then become a belief. So those thoughts become a belief. They're no longer a fleeting thought. Instead, they become a part of who you are. Because your beliefs literally make you. Now, when you're walking around stacked up with beliefs like that, you are literally sabotaging yourself. Because your thoughts create your emotions, and it's your emotions that are so powerful, they can literally stop you in your track, because the feeling of negative emotion hurts us, right? Just like physical pain, our brain is trained to keep us away from it because it has one job, and that is to keep us alive. That's pretty much it. That's your brain's job, to keep you alive. So when it comes to physical pain, if you were to walk towards the edge of a cliff, just as you got to the edge and looked down, your stomach will likely drop, right? You may begin to feel sick. You'd have to take a step back usually, because your brain is giving you signals that it doesn't want you to go any further. You're in danger. It wants to keep you alive, right? It doesn't want you to feel pain. Now, emotional pain is the same. Your brain has memories of emotions that hurt you, that cause you to feel pain. So as soon as you start to move towards something that is likely or could cause you pain, emotional pain, your brain will get you to step back. It might do this through causing you a panic attack. It might do this through, you know, telling you you're not good enough and or you're not smart enough. Whatever the thing is, don't want you to do it. If there's a chance of emotional pain, we don't like emotional pain. Instead, our brains like what is familiar, because familiarity keeps you safe. But you can see how the list of thoughts I gave you before can hold you back, right? So if we don't get a handle on these things, right, if we don't see what our brain is doing, if we're not aware of it, then it's much harder to change it. But once you're aware of what your brain is doing, it's just trying to stop you feeling something, then you can move through it, right? You can start to retrain your thoughts and create new beliefs that will actually help you instead of hinder you. So let me just go a little further for a second. So if you have the thought, I'm not qualified, or I'm not smart enough. And the reason I give this is because that was one of my core beliefs. That is one of my core beliefs, meaning it's one that runs so deep within me. I've had to work on it over and over again over the years, right? In order to overcome it. And it does still creep back in from time to time, but I'm very aware of this and I'm able to quickly do the work to move it on. And I will tell you how I got over it shortly, but first of all, let me explain what is called a looping thought and what is going on. So if I'm trying to build a business from the thought, I'm not smart enough, that thought certainly isn't going to make me feel confident now, is it? Instead, it's going to make me feel insecure. It's going to make me feel inadequate. And it's going to make me feel inferior. So then we've got to think, right, what kind of action is she going to take, right? What kind of action am I going to take if I feel that way at the start of my business? Well, I'm certainly not going to want to be heard or seen because I feel inferior to everyone. Instead, I'd be hiding, really, hiding behind excuses, hiding behind procrastination, hiding behind anything, really, instead of taking action. And if I'm not taking action, right, no action obviously means no results. And this is why we have to look at our beliefs and change them. Now, I got over that belief, but it did take a lot of work. I left school at age 16 with really low grades. I went to college to do childcare studies. Then I changed my mind and I went to do hospitality and catering. I then got bored of that and didn't hand in my last few assignments. So I pretty much wasted those 2 years of my life before I went to Paris to work as a nanny. Now, first of all, talk about say you have ADHD without saying you have ADHD. Anyway, getting low grades at school certainly doesn't make you feel smart, right? It makes you feel the complete opposite. Then pair that with a comment from your careers officer who tells you to forget your dreams of becoming a midwife. Okay, that was my dream. That is what I wanted to do, like for years and years. Since I was really little, I wanted to be a midwife. But he told me to forget about that because I'd never get the grades. And that is what I did. Because your beliefs come to you, right, usually through repetition when you're a child, but they can also come from authority figures or people you see as authority figures. Sometimes if it's a belief that's coming that way, it only takes the once for it to become a solid belief. Because it's come from someone you deem as a trustworthy source, right? Your brain will just suck that in and take it. So I never ever went back to that. I was never confident enough to, you know, to do anything about that. I didn't tell anyone. I just went to look for something else instead. And that was that. My self-esteem was down the toilet anyway. But I always also had this thought that I'd have my own business. Someday I'd have my own business, right? And I'd heard about people who had built their own businesses. And some of those people didn't do well at school either. So over the years, I started to get into different things like network marketing companies and things like that. And when you do these things, often you will get into the personal growth scene, right? Because everyone who is doing, you know, multi-level marketing is into personal growth. It's just one of those things that come with it. You've got to be able to build yourself up in order to go out there and promote yourself and promote whatever it is you're selling. So because I got into that, I then started to work on myself. I started to work on these beliefs. And over the years, I worked on that particular belief that I am not smart enough to remove it. Right, enough for me to now have the belief that actually I am an intelligent woman, I am a smart woman, because I really do believe that. And now also paired with the fact that I had my diagnosis of ADHD and can now see why I might have failed, why I might have done badly at school because I wasn't interested in the subjects I was taking. I wasn't interested, yet I did well at everything outside of school. Why I can study and learn and research all of the things that I'm interested in, and also just, how ADHD can have an impact on our confidence, because one of my things has always been being afraid that I would forget what I'm saying mid-sentence if I put myself out there. Yet I worked on these things, right? I worked on these beliefs. I worked on that belief enough to be able to go out and do public speaking, right? Speak on a stage and promote myself, promote my business. All of the things I've had to do over the years. Now, how I did that was using affirmations, right? I wrote, I am smart enough everywhere I would see it on a daily basis. So I wrote it on my mirrors in my house. I actually got to the point where I just didn't care if people read it, like people who were coming into my house read it, because I really wanted to work on this belief. I needed to move it, right? It had to go. I did that. I journaled. And when I would journal, I would ask myself a question, and then I would self-coach on it. I would free write. I would allow what comes up to come up, right? Because that connects you with the deeper parts of yourself. I would reframe all of my thoughts that had anything to do with I am not smart enough. I reframed them all, and then I said them over and over to myself on a daily basis. I created audios for myself that I would listen to as I was going to sleep. I took it into my meditation. I visualized myself as being smart, as being able to stand up on stage and speak. All of the things that I am now able to do, I was visualizing before I could do them. But I had to train my nervous system to be able to feel safe in doing this. So not only did I have to reframe the beliefs that were limiting me, I also had to retrain my nervous system to feel safe so that I could do these things without having a panic attack or feeling sick and all of those things that come from within the body. So that is the kind of work you have to do in order to overcome limiting beliefs, and especially your core beliefs. And right now, I'm just going to take a quick break to let you know about my up and coming workshop, which is called Business Alchemy. It's a workshop for women in business, women at the very beginning of their business or who want to have a business, right? So new business owners, new service providers. And I've created it for new business owners because when you are starting your business, you really need to feel clear about what it is you're doing. You need to feel confident enough to take the leap, right? You need to have a vision of where you're going so that you don't hesitate, so that you can boldly step forwards and move into it, right? It needs to be like unwavering steps. And of course, everyone is going to have, down days and up days, and it's never going to be linear. But us ADHD people are not linear anyway, so it's fine. We're used to having a bit of a rocky road. So this workshop is going to basically help you to get really clear on what it is what your business vision is, so that you are working in alignment with it. And I know that us ADHDers will always have like a million ideas, and it's really difficult to know which one to choose. We also have that fear of making a decision, or being wrong in the decision we're making. It's very hard to choose what to do. So it's 3 weeks. The first week is going to be about creating an authentic vision, a vision that is good for you, the kind of business you want to have. The next week, we're going to be addressing what I've just talked about here, right? The limiting beliefs that are holding you back. We're going to be training your nervous system so that you can continue to do this work throughout your business journey so that you can cultivate new beliefs so that you can manifest this business successfully. And then the third week is going to be about connecting you with your intuition so that you're ready for the things that will be coming in, the opportunities that will be there for you, right? Because we'll have already done the work in creating your list, right? Crafting a beautiful vision for what you want your business to be. We're going to have started to work on the limiting beliefs that might hold you back, right, from getting there. We're going to be working on that so that you're increasing your level of self-worth, your self-esteem, and that is what allows manifestations to come through when you're clear of all of that stuff. So the third part is the action piece. This is where you're going to be decluttering, looking at boundaries, setting boundaries for yourself, getting rid of the things that you don't want to bring forth into your business life, creating personal rituals that are aligned with your vision so that you're moving forwards from the correct place, from a place that feels authentic for you, so that you're moving forwards in alignment with your business goals and dreams. And then I'm doing a bonus week, and the bonus week is a vision boarding session. Now, this will be open to anyone. This will be open. I'll be selling this as a separate workshop as well, so other people may join too. However, this is a bonus for you. It's not an additional payment. And that vision boarding session is going to be about putting all of this together, everything you've learned, everything you've already put out there to the universe to say, this is what you want to bring in, right? Remember, we've done that already. We've already worked on the limiting beliefs, and reframing them, and all of the work that has to be done there, all of the energetic work to begin to shift your reality. So finally, the vision board will just bring all of this to life, and it will be a reminder for you every day of what you're working towards. That will allow your reticular activating system to bring you into the awareness of anything that is on that board. That is how manifestation works. Now, this workshop I have done before. I've done this on a few occasions with groups of women. However, this is a beta program because it's the first time I'm doing it with a business lens, and it's the first time I'm doing it in a way that is suited to ADHD women. So, if you want to check that out, the link is in the show notes, and it's also in the bio page on my Instagram page. So that is that. Let's get back to the episode. So before we go to the ADHD corner, I'm going to conclude this episode with this. This work is so important when we're first starting out in business. I did it with my last business. I'm doing it again as I start this business, ADHD and Alchemy. We have to go deep, and we have to understand the reasons for doing what we do. We have to know our why, right? The reason we've chosen to serve in this way. It is so important that we take the time out to do the work on ourselves. To me, the most important thing I can ever do is work on my mindset. That is the thing that is going to move the needle forwards. Because it's all about your thoughts. It's all about your feelings. These are the things that can really push you to just change your world. But at the same time, these are the things that can absolutely keep you stuck. And that is why they are called limiting beliefs, because they literally limit you. They loop around, like I said before, you have your thought, whatever the thought is, that leads to a feeling, and it's that feeling that will cause you to take an action or not, right? That will give you the result. And then it just keeps looping until you change that thought. But unfortunately, changing our thoughts is not just a one and done thing, right? It's not a one and done situation. It's something that we have to keep at, work at it in different ways, come at our brains in different ways, right? Okay, so I want to share something that I've learned this week about the ADHD brain that makes so much sense to me. And I'd never heard this before. I was reading through, I think it's Attitude magazine, and I learned that the ADHD brain seeks escape. Now, what that means is that as you are processing, right, as you're learning something new or doing something new that you aren't really familiar with, or that is a bit more taxing, your brain will try to switch off. This makes so much sense to me, and I'll tell you why. When I was younger and I was studying, I remember as soon as I started to think, and sometimes this happens as well when I'm thinking through things, like when I'm contemplating, as I'm starting to think, my brain will just like change direction, or I will just like stand up and go to do something else, and I'd have to pull myself back and like almost like force myself to think it through because my brain wouldn't want to. So when I read about the ADHD brain seeking escape, this just made so much sense to me, and it made me feel validated, especially because this also happens even when I'm working towards something that is like my goal. And apparently it's to do with our executive functioning. It's that ability to be able to process information, to be able to plan, to organize in our heads, right? As soon as we start to do that, our brain can try to escape from it. So in other words, your brain might try to escape literally thinking, which like blows my mind, but I can see it. I can see it so clearly as true. So I'm so glad I learned that. And this is why I wanted to share it with you, because if you've had those thoughts, like, why can't I just think this through? Why, you know, why am I doing something random in the middle of literally just thinking? Now you know why, because our brain seeks escape from this. So that's all for today. Remember and check out the link to Business Alchemy. It'll be starting on May 19th. That is a Sunday. If you have any questions at all, please contact me on Instagram. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of ADHD and Alchemy. I'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to me on Instagram at ADHD and Alchemy. And one last thing, can I ask you to rate this podcast and or share it on your stories so that other women just like you can benefit from this podcast? Thanks so much, and I'll see you on Instagram and in my next episode.